You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm also a big vouch for like temporary relationship. Not every relationship needs to lead to a happily ever after to the rest of the
time. Yeah, discipline is freedom. The more disciplined you are, the more free you become. Mm. Yeah, that was a spicy one. Thank you, guys.
I used the handcuffs in your room. Because my didn't come in on time. She was just laying in the room halfway under the bed. And I said, whoop.
Winners focus on winning and losers focus on winners. If I focus on all these people who are winning around me and I just got jealous and I compared myself, I'm a loser. It sounds so simple, but a lot of people aren't focused on making money. And I always will advocate for an open relationship and polyamorous relationship. It just makes sense. Like, be real. It's more honest this way. He wanted monogamy, so we tried it his way.
Yeah.
And he cheated on me, and I was just like, bro.
What?
Wait, what? You know what I mean?
If your girl cheated on you, what would you prefer her to do with the guy?
I would take her back if she doesn't. Like, if my girl's like, babe, I cheated on you, I'm like, did he? She's like, nah. Oh, come here, babe.
We could definitely use another camera.
This really is a down bad show.
This is a down bad show because we have down bad budgets.
I feel like you guys should have, like, why don't no, you guys
no,
have two
no,
cameras?
No, this is very on brand because this whole, not only are we emotionally down bad, our finances are also down
bad.
Oh,
shut up, Jimmy.
Actually not. I tell Jimmy after every
Mr.
episode.
No, we are on brand, all right? We are not going to buy any more equipment.
I sent Jimmy like an Excel sheet of things we should buy, and he just sends it back and says no.
We were on a yacht. I don't know.
Yeah. How do we have Blue Yeti mics and we're on yachts on the weekend? That makes no sense. Yeah. That makes no sense.
I like the priorities, though.
How are we hosting at clubs?
And we have one mic.
Yeah, okay. I blew all the budget
on the
yacht and on the club. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. If it weren't for this weekend, we would have enough money for all the equipment and an extra camera.
I can't wait. That makes my job easier.
Whoa. What? I mean, this is a nice. This is cool. You can see all three of us at the same time.
Wow.
Right?
That's
wow.
Trying to be
crazy.
Hey, we have the reoccurring cast members of the Down Bad Show. Some of the most down bad people. No, we're actually not down bad. We're actually
I'm good. Down up.
We're
up
good.
We're up. We're all up. Speaking of up, I've been aging.
You've been aging?
I've been aging, yes.
Yeah, you're like a sensei.
I was at the we were at the club because I just turned 27.
Happy birthday.
Damn. Like Kevin Hart
was 17.
Damn. 27?
Yeah. How old are you guys?
I'm 25.
25, you?
19.
I'm 19 on the internet, but I'm 25 in real life.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Gabe tells all the girls when he pulls up to the high schools. But,
sir.
So
first of all, you pull up there with me.
He drives you there.
And at least I say 19, you say 17. Okay? So in retrospect, I'm not that bad compared to you.
Blue tomato.
Oh,
because it'll be the one.
Yeah.
14. Yeah. Trying to slide on the seniors.
I'm there.
But, you know, after 27 long years, I think I compiled 27 really, really empowering life lessons. Mm. Yes.
like saving money on podcast mics.
Yes. Yes. I think, oh man.
Did you learn that this year? Is that number 27?
I learned that.
You just learned it right now.
I learned that right before I put my credit card in for the yacht. Oh, like this is money well spent.
Jimmy, I'm shocked you didn't tell us to just come to the shore and just watch the boats.
Hell yeah. Nice view.
Oh man.
We're just on the dock sitting on with our water.
Bro, I was crying because I'm like sitting in traffic. I only got the yacht for like 2 hours.
That was my bad. Sorry guys.
No. He showed up 5 minutes before you. Oh. So you weren't that bad.
I was feeling the pressure. Like, I was like, my friendship is over. All these people were waiting for me.
Yeah, you should feel a little pressure.
Yeah.
That's if I wasn't also a shitty friend.
I think Jimmy probably, you probably passed Jimmy on the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I came back. I think it's important to splurge on your friends. I think.
Yeah.
I think and keep him. Let that be the first lesson, right?
Okay. Splurge on the homies.
Splurge on the homies.
Invest in
fun activities and bringing people together. Yeah. Although it was hard, it was tough. It was tough. To Laguna Beach from LA.
That was fucking far, dude. Quite inconvenient and peculiar of you.
That's why I told Jimmy we should get a party bus.
Yeah, a party bus.
We all meet up.
We get the party bus.
A little more.
We get the party bus. We won't even have this character. Yeah.
It'll be our phones.
So that's my first lesson. Why don't we go around? Hmm. What's your lesson?
Oh, we're supposed to have lessons prepared?
So, yeah.
You came here with 27 lessons.
27 lessons for 27 years.
Let me just rethink the last 27 years of my life.
Are you 27?
I'm turning 27.
Oh my god.
Next December 3rd.
You're a sensei.
I am a sensei. But I'm like the cool uncle. Jimmy's like the old father.
Yeah. Slightly fun.
What about you?
All I had was like serious fortune cookie like sayings.
Oh, give me a fortune.
Discipline is freedom. The more disciplined you are, the more free you become. Ooh. Yeah, that was a spicy one. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I feel like people like see discipline as this like little cage where they're like, dude, I don't want to wake up in the morning and go to the gym and do my taxes. Right. But honestly, the more disciplined you are with doing the you need to do, the more free you'll become to do the things you actually want to do.
Oh, that is.
Damn. Write that period. Down. Write that down.
Oh, that is fire. Hey, what's going on? Before I head out today, I gotta get my skincare right. I'm actually gonna do a quick skincare routine, and you know, the reason why I have such silky, smooth skin is because of T. Chanley. Bro, what's the first thing girls notice when they first meet you? Your face, right? So you wanna make this as presentable as possible. Thank you to T. Chanley for sponsoring today's video because they make the entire skincare routine as simple as possible. And they break it down right here, boom. You got your 2 times per week facial exfoliation scrub, your AM and PM moisturizer. You got to get the SPF. Blocks you from the sun. Your skin naturally, it's gonna have dirt, it's oily. Your pores, that's clogging up when you sweat. So that's what the scrub is for. You know, as you get older, right? Yeah, I'm sure you guys are grown up. You wanna keep this as youthful as possible. I turned 27, bro. Look at my skin. It's nice.
I don't know how to talk about the jeans.
It's because I got a leg up on all of y'all. I'm Asian.
Members of T. Chanley get exclusive benefits, including 20% off their retail price. So because T. Chanley is sponsoring today's video, I'm offering you guys a great deal. Just click on the first link in the description box and get 30% off your first box plus a free gift. So click on that link and get started today. And you know, if you're Asian watching this, bro, like, you gotta get your you gotta get your facial on point, bro. Especially with these Korean girls, they admire a clean f-ing face. About to put on the SPF for the day.
I've always looked at discipline as something that's just very, very crucial to success.
Yeah.
Discipline is power.
It's like when a lot of people nowadays, they, oh, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I don't feel.
Your life is going to suck for the rest of your life.
I guess you feel like being broke then.
Yeah, literally.
I got one. This is something I live heavily by, but I think, I can't phrase it in a cool way like you did. But I just think that mentality is everything, like a positive mentality and everything.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Because I think in everything in life, like, so many people, like, just have a negative thought of it or, like, they worry too much, or like they think the worst. And then for me, it's like I've always been like, once a problem occurs, I'm just already trying to fix it.
Yeah.
And just think that things are gonna be good, and I just expedites things, because you gotta, most people feel like something bad happens, yeah, like a car accident or something.
Yeah.
You're,
and
like,
then they just go
oriented.
Yeah. The car accident happens, they just go into like upset, they just get angry, this and that, and then you're just like kind of just taking detours to like the final goal, which,
yeah,
is like solving the problem and like overcoming it, and then just looking back and be like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, if you make it out your mind, you make it anywhere.
She got all the,
dude, I got the bars, bro.
You got all the bars.
I came prepared because I didn't show up yesterday and I was so embarrassed. I think
that's okay, we filmed a podcast yesterday.
I was like, I'm gonna shoot myself, sorry. This is my third strike against Jimmy.
Nah, thank you. You gained a strike, because that was, yeah, my first solo podcast.
Yeah!
Is that, yeah, that's actually crazy. I just forgave you for the Friday tardiness.
Yes, forgive.
And
the Monday tardiness.
Yeah.
I'm never late. Being late makes me want to shit myself. I don't like it. Yeah.
I was on time today.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of shit myself, I got a good one.
Word?
Where is it going?
Yo, wipe your ass.
Was that a lesson you just learned?
Which year did you earn that? Out of your 27.
This is important. It don't even gotta be like after you shit. Sometimes, like,
what? Just
like,
in general.
Like, I would excuse myself sometimes. I'm like, yo, I feel like my ass.
Like, your fart was a little questionable?
Yeah, my fart is a little questionable. I'm like, I should excuse myself and just wipe.
Yeah.
Why excuse yourself?
Like, and maybe
mid-dinner, just...
It's always baby wipes over toilet paper, because you,
yes,
want, like, a wet wipe versus, like, a...
Yeah.
Because if it was anywhere else on your body, like, you wouldn't use a piece of a napkin, you'd use a wet wipe.
Yeah,
it's happened to me.
Well, I just dab the water a little bit.
Oh,
and
no.
I go for the wipe.
Because
sometimes you're in a public bathroom. You don't have baby wipes.
I get the paper towels. Because if you use the...
What's your toilet paper method? I like to fold it and then, like, wipe. And then I, like, fold it like a taco and I wipe. And then I fold it like a mini square and I wipe.
Oh, me? It's like a very
energy.
Abstract... fold.
Yeah.
Right?
Jimmy does origami in the bathroom, just like he makes a swan. And then he's
perfect.
Like,
clearly you don't know what the word abstract means. Alright.
Is origami not abstract?
No.
No.
Abstract
is just like some like
it's like, random shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just
he's like Picasso-ing it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But origami, like, it's actually neatly folded. Mm, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And no, I'm not making cranes.
Elbow cap.
Jimmy
on
was like,
toilet.
Not funny game.
Yeah, you're not. Actually, that was a terrible,
yeah,
to have you as a coach.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, what the
I should, yeah, go.
All right. Well, no. That's my lesson.
Yeah. So. Well, congrats on slow clap for that.
Yeah, honestly.
And sometimes when I go out too, I'm like, yo, like if I'm gonna bring a lady back to the bedroom, I'm like, I gotta make sure I wipe.
Sometimes, like, one time I was fucking this dude, and I, because you know, when you're fucking missionary, you're basically twerking, and,
yeah,
his twerk wind was just ass.
Ooh.
You know what,
oh,
I mean?
His twerk wind?
Yeah, like, I could, like, every time, like, he clapped my cheeks, his cheeks were clapping some doo doo air.
Oh,
not cool.
Oh.
Not the vibe.
Not the vibe.
Definitely not a vibe.
I've never heard that phrase.
That's
twerk
an L.
Wind. His twerk
dude,
wind.
I hate stinky twerk wind. I'm like, away from me.
Oh, just catch a whiff of that.
Yeah,
it's like the old dusty fan, just turn,
yeah,
on and off.
Yeah, but it's like poop and enchiladas and hot,
yeah,
Cheetos.
I don't think I could ever f- with somebody that doesn't use baby wipes.
That
yeah,
doesn't use baby,
yeah,
wipes. Well, that's why I have the bidet now.
Yeah,
right? Bidet. Oh, it's,
you still
far,
have to wipe.
Far superior.
Yeah.
So any.
Yeah, I do both.
Bidets make me horny.
What?
Bidets make me horny because it's like such a pressure on my holes.
Right. Okay. I can see why.
And they make you horny too because that's your
butthole.
Like,
but it's it doesn't make me. Okay.
But your G-spot
hold on,
is
hold on.
There.
There have been moments where like the pressure was going crazy.
And you were
like,
oh shit.
I was like, wait, let me. Is this what? Huh. No, I can't enjoy,
yeah,
this.
Oh,
so that's why I gotta turn it off immediately.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you just came to sit down and take a piss.
you
just
you
put that shit on
to
first
pee.
Blast. Huh?
You sit down to pee?
If I'm lazy.
I pee standing up.
Like in a school,
like
the
letter A.
No,
just...
I pee standing up because like when I had my BBL, you couldn't sit down, so I just peed standing up.
Oh.
I pee like a Rottweiler. Like I'll be outside on the street and go. You you know.
Does the piss go straight down when you stand up?
Dude, I piss myself all the time.
So it doesn't like stick to the body.
So it starts like going down your leg.
Yeah. Well, no, I've got better aim now. Like I aim it. Yeah. You'll watch.
I can see Kazumi's house. She has two toilets, and she puts both her feet in each one of them, and then the streams just go down the legs.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, that
oh
is.
My bad. Oh, sorry. Don't I mean, you that is pee standing up also.
Yeah.
Misogynist.
Yeah. Tomato.
Woman hater. What? Woman can't pee standing up.
No, woman must sit down and pee.
Would you sit down sitting?
Yes. Because to get in touch with my feminine side.
Yeah.
Anyways. Taking bidets. No. Back to the lessons. Right? Okay. Let's see what we got here.
You wrote a book?
I wrote a book. This is actually 101 see. I have a cheat code, all right?
Wow.
In case I don't come up with enough lessons. I got a book. What about you, Kazumi? One more for you.
Everything is profit. I came from nothing. Everything is profit. I was late. Okay, whatever. I'll be productive. Okay, something with that's still... I still get something out of it. There's like so many things that I like people would say like that's a waste of time. It was not a waste of time. Everything is profit. I came from nothing. Like even if this podcast got zero views, I got the practice of co-hosting, you know. Even like anything you do is profit. Whether it's financial or like or spiritual or just like you learning something about yourself, it's profit. I mean, you came from nothing. Like it's either that or you didn't do anything at all.
Okay. So let's say, you know, you lived in Florida, and one of your homes just got obliterated.
Yeah. You,
how is that?
You saw an experience.
No, I mean like.
No. Live. You not dissecting this lesson.
I didn't mean like that. I meant like in the context of like just do it, bro. Like hesitation slows you down.
Okay.
Everything is profit. You might as well do it, even if you f up. Just do it. Like you just like I feel like hesitation worry slows you. You were gonna do it anyways. Just do it, and you'll figure it out as you do it. Like it took me so long to do my YouTube. If I could go back in time, I would have done it when I was like all over No Jumper. Like I'm such a baka about that.
Yeah.
Even if those were the sh- views of all time,
yeah.
Everything is profit. I came from nothing. It's better than not doing anything at all.
Yeah.
If my house burned down, lame.
At least you got to see a fire alive.
Yeah. L environment.
Yeah, everything comes to you.
L natural disaster.
Everything comes to you, but what stays is what you allow.
I feel like a lot of people could actually take away from that just because, like, I don't know. I've been with a lot of girls who have overthinking problems.
Yeah.
And I feel like just people in general have a lot of overthinking.
Just a lot of anxiety. Like just erase that hesitation and just f***ing do it. Most of the shit I do is so stupid and I probably
You have like a pep talk like, "Yeah, you f***ing got it. You f***ing."
The only way out is through. Just do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's none of my business what you think about me. It's none of my business what you think about me. And it's also your right to think if I'm stupid or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't like everyone, I don't like everyone, but it's none of my business, you know? So I just stop worrying about what people think and like the shit that could go wrong. I just do it.
Yeah.
You know, I just realized
what?
This podcast from Kazumi way more intelligent than the last one.
Dude, I was
she said facts and I'm like, oh yeah. But the last one I was just like, oh,
dude, that was like me on like my like it's like, you know, when you talk to someone and they're kind of like on crack and they're making sense, but they're on crack. So
every morning,
that was me.
Yeah, I think.
Every morning talking to Jimmy.
No. Like, I think I was watching this No Jumper podcast where Adam, like, he smoked a fat blunt before interviewing Sneeko. And yeah, a lot of things he was saying was just unintelligent.
We're just silly, Billy. I'm sure they, like, made sense. It was just, like, no, the execution. I haven't watched it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is that the recent one he was on?
Yeah.
Oh, it came out already?
Yeah. So I'm just like, yeah, I don't think smoking is the right thing to do before.
Yeah. Sometimes if it's like the vibe is being funny, it's better. But sure, like that was like I would can we redo that? Because I'm stupid as that one. I was like, I can't let people see that.
Okay.
But everything is profit. I came from nothing. I'm glad I did it, so I learned to never take a fat edible before an interview ever again. That was the L move.
Might be a W, we'll see.
Yeah.
L joint.
What if it's just edited funny?
What if they like, dude, they'll be like, this chick is stupid. Like, how does she?
But then you have this one to recover from.
Yeah. Everything is profit. I came from nothing.
And we could film a quick intro. It's like, you know, I just wanted to interview somebody high as f-
That's the context.
Give some context, and then people will be like, okay, now they're in on it. And then now they're like,
okay.
Let's see what's happening.
Let's still judge her with the fullest force for doing that.
Let's ignore the context and just roast her.
Yeah, what's wrong with her? Oh, I felt like that was like my soft white underbelly interview.
Soft white? Oh, really?
Yeah, like
I'm
saying like that interview felt like a soft white underbelly interview where I felt like I was making sense, but you guys were like,
is that the one with Bobby Lee?
That's the one with, no, that's a Tiger Belly one.
Oh,
no, soft white underbelly is where they get like the prostitutes and the drug dealers, and they just like talk uninterrupted for 2 hours, and they're kind of making sense, but you're just like, that poor thing, I'm so sorry. That was my interview.
No, it wasn't that bad. No. They actually look like they're like post. They just shot up 3 joints.
I think if you have lighting, we all look like that. Like I feel like I like did this, that's how I look.
Yeah.
Like under black and white.
But anyways, getting back to, on topic.
I got one.
You got one?
Yeah. I think for me, being comfortable is dangerous.
Being comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've learned to love being like overwhelmed or like have a lot going on, because that's where like growth comes in. And just even in everything in life that I've seen in the past and everything, whenever I felt comfortable and I was just like chilling, enjoying life, like nothing came out of it other than like wasted time and regret. So for me, it's like obviously you need those moments where you're just like chilling, you're just like relaxing and everything to like, you know, in between.
Nowadays we need those times because we're always trying to do it.
I'm looking for some comfortability.
Yeah, yeah. But at least you know you're working towards something.
Yeah.
Like you have a goal that you're working for.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, literally just... So I've learned to like that feeling because I know that like, you know, one day I'll look back at like what I'm doing and then like, you know, future Gabe will be like, thank you.
Like,
you
be like, thanks.
Good. Yeah. Especially because before, like during COVID, it was like... Before COVID, like was when I really... I started like, you know, working with you and stuff, and that's when like my like I guess career and stuff started. Yeah. So before that, it was just like being comfortable, being in a fraternity, playing video games, like just doing
having girls handed to you in the fraternity.
Yeah, you were
having
drowning,
sorority
Kumani.
Girls like, oh yeah, he was drowning.
It was too comfortable.
He was on the deep end.
No.
He was rizzed up in like the frat and sorority life.
Yeah.
But he was not rizzed up in like the
in
the
real
world.
World.
No, he wasn't.
No. I had like my little subcult.
Yeah,
where I was like the Riz, but then once I stepped out of subcut, I was just like, that nerd.
That's some nectar, bro.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Yeah, except I was on the opposite end. College, no girls.
Dude, you're such a liar. All you did was get a haircut and get your ears pierced, and now you're like a hot dude.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy how that works.
All you had to do was that, and then life would have been so easy.
It really would have been.
Lesson number 6: get a haircut and ears pierced.
Just take care of yourself. Wipe your ass. You know, like
wipe your ass. But then the earring. I don't know. Actually, I think earrings. Also, find a hair color that fits you. Right. I got the blonde shit. I was pulling nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
I like the blonde shit. You were kind of cute.
I was like, okay, well, thank you.
Kind of gay looking.
See, yeah, that right there.
Kind of,
you know,
twinky, but you know.
Right. Definitely a little fruity.
Yeah. No, I have your girl on that. I think
like
ever since I dyed my hair.
No, this is cool. Yeah.
This is cool for you, but yeah, I think for me, it's like.
Yeah. You're this like 10x my Riz.
10x your Riz. Yeah. The ladies are like, oh. Okay.
And the little soju ear. You know how many.
I have this too.
Oh, okay.
You know how many compliments Gabe gets
from Asian women?
From the soju earring, bro. It's like his equipable. Like before he goes out, it's like he's like Batman. All right, Tom.
I'm in the loadout. Yeah, I put all the rings on.
It's like my BBL. I'm like, I got that.
You equipped it in the morning.
Yeah, I put it on. I put my BBL outfit on like a WWE wrestler.
I got my ass set up.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Go home without the BBL. Why is nobody talking to me?
Yeah.
No, but heavy on accessories. I think that could be another lesson. It's just finding your style and just very experimenting.
Yeah.
Because before I was afraid to experiment, and I was also comfortable with how I looked because, like, you know, I didn't get bullied.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so then I started, like, just knowing about what's out there. You know, I started, like, looking on, like, explore pages and, like, following certain people that, like, you know, did things that are cool. Yeah, and then you just like soak in Riz.
You found a handsome Asian man with a soju earring. You're like, oh yeah.
No, I actually got this myself.
Oh, this fire.
I actually got this myself. Like, yeah, this is my own.
That was
idea.
A unique twist.
Yeah.
To his story.
I was getting barbecue chicken in K-Town.
I love barbecue chicken.
That's my shit. You see, Jimmy, no, I was the top 1% on Uber Eats for barbecue chicken.
I'm number 7 in like the city of Los Angeles.
We gonna fight.
Yeah. But, I get it after every gangbang. Like, I feel like, because I like, I'm
how
like,
many gangbangs you have? To, like, number you, 7.
You, like, worked up an appetite.
I have to stay skinny, and then it's like afterwards, I just want to completely destroy my body. Right. Like, right. I want to be like,
yeah. Just deep throat 10. You ever had the marshmallow
deep
challenge?
Deep throat? What?
The marshmallow challenge?
No.
Oh, where you shove as many marshmallows as possible?
Yeah, that.
I did that with some balls once.
Balls?
Yeah, like I was like at a party and balls? these guys just had their balls out and they were like putting like
human balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, whatever. My bad.
I mean, whatever floats your boat.
Oh man. But yeah. Get barbecue chicken. That's
yeah,
this
I got
is
barbecue
an endorsement.
Chicken. I got barbecue chicken and then I was like waiting for it to be delivered and then I went to that anime shop in Little Tokyo.
Yeah.
And then I just saw the soju and I was like, ooh, fire.
Tasty.
I put one on. Boom. Lost my virginity.
Wow.
No. Seriously though, like the amount of times like Asian women go up to you.
It's I like, love your earring game.
Oh my god, is that soju?
Like, yeah, it's great flavor. Matter of fact, why don't we get a drink right now?
Oh, you like soju?
That's it.
I've never drank soju. I'm allergic to alcohol.
Yeah.
I was a sober babe.
It's okay. You don't need alcohol to have fun.
Yeah.
Another thing, everybody with glasses, find your glasses.
That's important because your glasses could make you look like such a dweeb.
Like I'll throw up a picture of me with glasses that were like the black frame ones. B. But then I like looked for different websites that like had different types and then I saw these.
Yeah.
These are like $30. Yeah. People always think they're like expensive stuff. $30 and then they just changed everything.
Oh, nice.
This is like $10 and it just changes everything. These, my rings are more like around like the 30, 40, 50 range.
Yeah.
And they just...
That's Riz on a budget, bro.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing, rising on a budget.
Yeah, I mean, my shit is just... No, these were kind of expensive. Yeah. Get your ears pierced.
Yeah. So that's where the mic budget went to.
Yeah.
I bought some titties, and life's been kind of nice, you know?
How much were your tits?
8K.
Ooh.
AK?
Each not, boob?
No, one boob. Like, oh, per
4K per boob?
Per boob.
No, pair of boobs. AK.
Okay.
AK.
And how much was the butt?
The butt? Well, I also bought abs. And I also bought...
You bought abs?
That's why... Dude, have you ever wondered why I have a six-pack? Because I bought my abs for 2K. My abs were 2K.
So they
just shredded the fat and then...
Bro. And then I also got arm lipo. And I think all of that together was like 23K. Worth it. Like my BBL has paid that back tenfold.
I'm about to buy some abs.
But I honestly did it for me because I was built like Hank Hill and nothing was more painful than that.
Hill. Yep.
Yeah, I was built like a freaking hamster.
Who's Hank Hill?
The show where they're like the four dads are just drinking beer.
And then his butt is like that.
And he sells propane.
Yeah.
He's just built like a
King of the Hill.
Yeah, I was built like that guy.
Oh shit.
The guy's name is Hank Hill.
Oh man.
Yep. So you was built like
you was built like a cardboard.
Yeah, I was built like a hamster, but I was still getting play because honestly, it's not really about how you look like; it's about the enthusiasm. Like I was happy to slurp. You know, I still have to give head to this day. It's unfortunate. I'm not hot enough to stop.
At what level do you stop giving head as a hot woman?
I don't know. I feel like I have like a few more things to do.
Like, who are some girls that you know that just should not be giving head because they're so hot?
Really?
Who's like hot? I feel like Sky Bree is so hot she doesn't need to give head.
Okay, no, she does.
No, she's hot. She's so hot she probably like doesn't even have to.
There's some girls that's so pretty I just want them.
Danny Real probably doesn't have to suck.
I just want to see them give head.
Yeah, she doesn't need to suck any.
Oh.
Yeah, she doesn't need to.
But Sky Bree for sure. She for me.
I still have to.
No, there's some girls. Yo, like there's some girls so pretty. Like I just want to see Madison Beer suck.
I want to see it one time.
Yeah, I just want to see just a like the prettiest girls. I would just imagine.
Yeah, I just want to be them. See, I don't think I have that effect yet. I'm like almost there. Like almost at maximum level of.
You know, like some girls are just like, you look at them, you're like, oh yeah, she was. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
It's like whatever.
You're like whatever.
Yeah, yeah. One, it's like you're built for
important lesson that I internalized like in college that changed my life forever. This is gonna sound so stupid. Was I was in a car and I was this dude, right? And this hot girl like passes by the car and he stops and is like, damn, she's so fine. And I made a joke like, oh, my self-esteem has been lowered. Wah. And he was like, her being hot doesn't mean you're less hot. That has nothing to do with you. Yeah. Me being funny doesn't mean someone else is less funny. Like another, like our friend winning doesn't mean I'm winning less. Like I really was like, wow, it doesn't matter. Like I'm just in the same room. As long as I'm in the same room, there's no better or worse. I don't really focus so much on comparing myself with other people because I'm hot, you know? Yeah. I still have to suck. It's a sad to say, but
I still gotta eat.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll always be. You must.
Yes, ma'am.
But you know what I mean? It's just like sometimes like I like look at people that I really look up to, like Violet. I think she's like the GOAT, you know?
Yeah.
But she like we're not more or less like I'm not like it's community over competition. Like I would rather help my friends out and help everyone win rather than be like gatekeep certain information and be like, I mean, I don't want her to be better than me because that will validate something else. Like it doesn't matter if someone else makes a little more money than me. It does. Yeah. It doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah. So with your partner right now, you don't have to suck anymore, right?
I still suck, but that's because we're in love.
Right. Because I feel like once you reach a threshold of love, you don't need to suck anymore. You just get hard immediately.
What?
No.
Wait, where did you get this information?
Delete that rule.
Yeah.
No. It's not a rule. I'm just saying.
That law.
Yeah.
Because
overruled.
How do you?
I want my sucked.
How do you lose
even
a
if
woman?
I'm in love? Huh?
How do you lose a woman? You forget to cherish her. You always go down on your people.
Oh no! No, hold on. I think you guys are misinterpreting.
No. But what if she really wants to suck your?
Oh no! She can suck it. No, by all means.
Oh, you're not gonna like headbutt her.
But
like...
I'm just saying. I'm saying new girls. Sometimes it's like you won't get as hard, so they need to suck.
What?
He's talking about like when you first saw a girl, coming from like a more demisexual term. It's like most guys just see a girl rock hard, but most guys that like you know need some type of thrill, some type of like. Flirtatious energy, you gotta like, you know, if it's not there, if you're not super compatible, then you would need like her to suck you off to like help you get hard. Versus when you're like with a girl you love, you don't need to get your thing hard.
You don't have to suck it off?
Yeah, you don't have to get sucked off to get hard. You're already hard probably making out and stuff.
We build our own prisons, you know? And then you live in this world where you don't have to get sucked off. And I want you to release yourself from that cage.
Oh, no. I
don't know where you're going with this.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going.
L-term.
L-term. I hated that.
No, I guess the way you're trying to phrase it is that, like, I don't know how you're trying to phrase it.
Yeah. It's okay. We'll just cut that whole
What rule are we at? What number?
I think seven.
Seven?
We're at seven. All right, I got you. Hold on.
Winners focus on winning and losers focus on winners.
What do you define that?
Like, I feel like sometimes if I focus on all these people who are winning around me and I just got jealous and I compared myself and I just spewed hate everywhere, I'm a loser. And that's what I am. Because I need to focus on winning. There's like this like quote, I forgot the name of this NASCAR racer, and I asked him like, how do you keep winning all the time? How do you keep getting first? And he was like, I just focus on getting there first. And it sounds so simple, but a lot of people aren't focused on making money and doing what they need to do. They're focused on other people's opinions. They're focused on comparing themselves. They're focused on their egos. They're not focused on making money and hitting their own goal. They're letting all these other factors distract them from what they need to do. Just the same way, like when you're a NASCAR driver, maybe the guys around you are focused on, I don't know, cheating on their wife or something. Yeah. Or like maybe they're focused on what if their tire breaks down and they're worried about stuff. I'm just focused on getting there. I'm focused on winning. I'm not focused on what second place is doing.
Right. In this world, it's so easy to get distracted and lose your focus.
And I feel like every time I've compared myself in a way that isn't just for optimizing my business in a better way, and I've like made it about ego or about how I look, all it has done has robbed me of my joy. Like, if I focus on how this other girl has bigger boobs and is hotter and sucks dick better, then, like, I won't be happy. Because I'll always say, like, oh, it's because it's of this or because of some other... I'll rationalize why I'm losing. Yeah. And that's what losers do. I just get better.
Yeah. I always live with this quote. It's just Comparison is a thief of joy.
Yeah, me dropping to bars today.
Big bars.
I was in an MLM for what? 3 years.
What?
I was in a pyramid scheme for 3 years, and they would.
You're selling knives?
No, that's Cutco.
What were you selling?
I was working in welfare, but yeah. I was like, it was just like a pyramid scheme setup. It was just like they sold me this dream. But the reason why I'm saying that was because every morning we would talk a lot of sauce about, and like listen to Tony Robinson and like listen to all these.
Tony the Goat.
Dude, literally, we would like just like get really. We would really internalize like positive thinking habits, yeah. And even though it was a little strange of like an occupation, I really appreciated like the growth it did for me.
Yeah. Me and Jimmy and I went to a Tony Robbins conference.
Word.
Yeah, Jimmy goes to them pretty often.
Wood slurp.
So it's Slurp Tony.
Oh, it's Slurp him
for his knowledge.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
Tony really just, oh man. If anything, he could probably take over this whole podcast.
Yeah.
He got all the lessons. All the lessons I know to this day, some of the most profound ones, I learned from him.
Word.
Yeah.
If I could go back, oh, I'm sorry, I'm like stealing all the rules.
Yeah, go for it.
If I could go back in time, I used to be really obsessed with, I'm only going to have sex with people if I feel like they actually want a relationship with me. Mm. And I feel like a lot of girls do that because they don't want to be seen as a whore or a slut.
Is that how they feel?
They don't want to seem like they just go around and be a slut. And I wish I could go back and be like, don't worry about that. Just have sex with people that respect you.
Yeah, it's the guy girl thing. Yeah, because girls don't want to give it up because they're like, oh, if I give it up too much and too many people find out, they're going to think I'm a so they're more selective, they're more picky.
Yes.
Yeah, but the thing is, they like rob themselves of sexual exploration, and then usually they date like the shittiest guy, usually an older guy, or usually a misogynistic guy who also agrees with their sexual experiences being part of their value. And I feel like
guys who lie.
Yeah.
In about like getting into a relationship with her, you know, who just put up this front, you know, and then relationship their way into some
and like it's like you don't have to do that. We should have just had sex and not dated. Like right. I don't weaponize sex like that. Like I don't want, I would not date a lot of the people I, but a lot of them are my friends, and it's better to just keep it simple like that. Right. Like I feel like a lot of girls are like, oh, I don't on the first date or the second date because I don't want him to feel. If he didn't respect you the first date, he's not gonna respect you the seventh date when you it doesn't matter. And at the end of the day, the type of people you should date are people who have healed perspectives on your gender. Like a lot of men do not have healed perspectives on women.
Healed
perspectives. Mm. Like they have a lot of traumatic perspectives on women. They care about their body count and they don't see themselves as reading off as extremely insecure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when I was in college, I was always like, man, I attract assholes. And my friend was like, no, you attract everyone, but you let assholes in, you know, and you attract what you are. I was really stupid and like insecure and dependent on a man giving me that value and validation. And now that I don't need that, the people I attract are way more secure within themselves as well, you know?
Yeah,
that was a sauce bar.
I'm gonna clip that and send that to her.
Yeah.
more so than that, I think you gotta. A lot of guys, you don't necessarily have to be in a relationship with them, but there's a lot of good, respectful guys who could just, you know, still be here to give you good and take care of you
and just leave it like that
for a brief period of time, perhaps, you know, and yeah, leave it at that. And I think, you know, it just doesn't need to be like, and I'm also a big vouch for like temporary relationships.
Yeah, it doesn't,
like, not every
take
relationship,
the lesson, you know?
Yeah, not every relationship needs to lead to like happily ever after till the rest of time.
Yeah.
It's like a course.
And I feel like a big reason why like incel communities are growing right now is because women are really clear that what's more important than what you provide materially, like being rich or whatever, is being emotionally intelligent. Mm. I want a guy who understands me and supports me way more than a guy who could buy me a Bugatti. Right. And a lot of the times, men get scared when a woman has a lot big body count or when she has her own money because they're scared they no longer have things to provide. And so they look for women who don't have experience and who want to use them for money. You know what I mean? But if you are
a dependency.
Yeah, they want someone who's dependent so they feel a value so they could ignore the fact that they aren't emotionally intelligent.
Yeah.
You know, what you're really doing is you're just prolonging your unhappiness. If you, like, the quality of the relationships and the conversations you have around you are as good as the conversations and relationships you have with yourself. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have shitty relationships with themselves, and that's why they have shitty relationships with other people.
Yeah. I learned from that personally, because I didn't have money, so I had to be mentally mature to get girls.
Yeah, and it's like, if you go outside, like, men of every type of guy, of every type, are dating women of every type. What's more important is having a shared set of values and shared set of interests and just vibing. Like, yeah. You know, we could, like, ignore all the hodgepodge strategies of how to get a girl and get her to sleep with you. If she, like, just have sex with her and just be clear and then... And just respect her. And then, and the quality of your women will be better. Obviously, there's women who are insecure, like I was, like, in college. But those women will outgrow that. And then eventually those guys keep staying young, and they just get older and more stupid.
More stupid.
Yeah.
More stupid.
More stupider.
Hey, because you're only really dropping some.
Dude, I was...
Some gems.
You told me to prepare myself? Dude, I sat down for an hour, and I was like, let me think of, like, every life lesson I've ever learned.
We have a person behind the camera just holding her script.
No.
So that's why she go crazy right now.
All right, so I got a good one here. All right. Everyone is too busy putting a PR spin on their own lives to care too much about yours. Now that actually goes back to something that you were saying earlier about, you know, mm-hmm. everybody's really wrapped up about everybody's selfish. Selfish inherently, you know, everybody's thinking about themselves. So if anything, to add on to that lesson, it's like you need to be the creator of like mutually beneficial opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, as in, like, you got to be the person to connect the bridges where everybody wins.
Yeah.
Like if you find a problem in your life, you got to find, okay, what are win-wins for each person? Because knowing the fact that everybody's selfish, mm-hmm. everybody would want a piece for themselves.
Yeah.
So naturally, just think how you can win and also they can win too.
Yeah, community over competition. Like, if, like, with sex work especially, like, I feel like a lot of girls want to gatekeep information when in reality we're such a stigmatized business. And also just, like, social media businesses in general.
Yeah.
Like, the more we normalize what we do, the more everyone wins. Like, no one starves. Like, if you
there's enough money to go around for everybody.
There's enough boners, bro. Like, literally. There's enough little hee-hee ha-ha guys that want to be in the audience for all of us.
Yeah.
And
they feel like, oh, these are... This is my audience.
Yeah.
This is my people. They don't think it's like share. Or
yeah. Audience. They have like a scarcity mentality. And especially with social media, the glass ceiling doesn't exist for a lot of us. Like you could just keep going as long as you're solution oriented.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like going back to that quote, divorce your story and marry the truth. Like,
divorce your story and marry a truth.
Sometimes we tell ourselves stories and narratives to rationalize like why certain things don't work. Like, for example, like I used to have like this whole like I used to be like, well, I'm not that pretty, you know, and that's why I don't win.
Yeah.
Divorce your story and marry the truth. If I let go of that story I tell myself, the truth is I just need to work harder and focus on what I can actually control. Divorce your story and marry the truth. Your shit sucks. You're not shadow banned. Make better content. You know, like divorce your story and marry the truth. She didn't want to date you because you're awkward and weird and rude to women, not because you don't have money, you know. Right. Divorce your story, marry the truth. Not just what's easy to digest, but like what actually is happening in front of you.
Yeah, people really like to like not go hard on themselves and like just like it's like the easy way out. It's like, oh yeah, my content is not doing well because I'm shadow banned, or you know, it's just the algorithm right now and so on. So
yeah, and it's like dude, bro, figure it out.
Like you show someone else, you're like, yo, your shit starts off whack. The audio is trash. The shot is trash. Like, this is reality. It's like, you know, but people just like, that's why I say like people are more comfortable because it's more challenging to find the truth than it is to just like accept and blame the world, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes like your friends will be like your worst enemy. Like sometimes they'll be like, nah, you look good. Like, nah, your music's not trash, bro. Your shit's trash.
Yeah.
Like divorce your story and marry your truth. Yes. Listen to like other people who are doing really well and see why that does well and why you're not doing well. And it's not necessarily because of conditions of how they look or the privileges that they were born with. A lot of it is just because your shit sucks.
Yeah.
Marry the truth.
And speaking of, like on the friends too, I feel like I had my roommate visit me this weekend. You know, and he was telling me, like, yo, he needs to get some new friends. Like, yeah. Huh?
Your roommate?
This roommate?
No, not you, bro.
No. You're
Khan, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man.
I love Khan.
Oh, yeah. No, I think a good quote is, like, is the obvious. You know, you are who you surround yourself with.
Yeah, you're an average of the five people you surround yourself with. Yeah. And if you are around losers, you are a loser.
Yes. Yeah. Like you are poor because your friends are poor. Let's be honest.
Yeah. And, like, just, you just got to get rid of, like, yes men in your life.
Yeah.
So I think yes men just make you goofy.
I think, like, a big thing as I grow and become more of an accountable adult, too, is, like, being sensitive to the people around me as well. Like a big thing is, like, you know, sometimes people will say, like, for example, like, there were things I've definitely said in old podcasts that I regret, and I'm like,
oh, really?
That was probably racist, or that was probably just, like, the wrong thing to say. And obviously, I'll feel bad about it, and my friends will be like, no, don't worry about it. F*** them. They're too sensitive. Dude. That shit was racist and wrong. I should have not said those
take
things.
Take up to it.
Like, the right friends will be like, dude, like, you're 25. Like, that's embarrassing. Like, you don't go around talking like that or, like, making jokes like that. Like for example, like, I always abide by this quote, like, your fat friends hear you making fat jokes. Your black friends hear you making black jokes. Your trans friends, your homegirls, they see you hang out with misogynists. They see you be bigoted, and it hurts because it's like, are we really friends? You know, like, it's like I've become a lot more aware of taking that responsibility instead of, like, a lot of people will be like, nah, fuck them. They're too sensitive. Nah, bro, we're 25. Where we can't just say shit without consequences. Like, words hurt, and they mean things in a grander scheme of, like, where we are in society. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna say this to that guy because I'm not gonna punch down. There's no point in that.
Yeah. If you're gonna make fun of people, you know what I'm saying?
At least,
like,
be funny.
Like don't make fun of.
Oh, Jimmy used to make all fat jokes.
What?
I mean,
what are you talking about?
Yeah. You have fat.
I used to get fat shamed on the daily.
Boom. Okay, first of all,
come out the shower, and Jimmy's like, oh. You gonna come out the shower like
you
that?
You know how fat you thick, bro.
Nah. Jimmy used to just, like, throw popcorn at me.
Boo,
to wake me up
tomato.
No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Nah, I was throwing cheeseburgers.
Yeah. I was catching them, John. Well, you see, why is that fat joke so funny, bro?
He's like, that's hilarious.
Bro, I used to make the lamest fat jokes, and Jimmy would be dying. I would test it. I would give, like, a clever fat joke, and then he would laugh. And I'd give, like, a two brain cell fat joke with, like, a lame ass punchline, and then he laughs exactly the same.
No,
I expose you right now.
Yeah, he's like, we're cutting that shit out. Excuse me.
Yeah, Gabe would be like, it's because I'm fat, huh?
He died now at his own joke that he.
I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
Oh yeah.
No, but then I would hammer you, like, to go work out. I would be your, I would take time out of my day to personally, you know, like, run with you and help you shed those pounds that I desperately
that
make fun of.
You did that once.
I do that.
You see how you try to sound so grand? I take time out of my day.
The next lesson. All right, we're on lesson number 8 or 9.
Nine.
Once you've officially broken up, you have to break away from hundreds of memories, feelings, and familiarities of what you
see. Do those count as lessons you've learned when you're 27, when you're, like, reading them right now?
Huh?
Yeah. Or you just resonate them.
Yeah.
I mean, I completely agree with that.
I resonate with this one. Where it's like, after you break up, you have to break away from the hundreds of memories and feelings. Like, they can't linger.
Yeah, no.
I feel like some good memories, and also, like, the bad memories are, like, lessons, you know? Like, it's, like, good to, like, keep in mind, like, ooh, that was whack, you know?
No, I forget them all.
Yeah, you're like,
I
forget them.
I have, like, an innate ability to forget things, and if I put my mind, like, if somebody spoils, like, an anime for me, I could just, like, focus on forgetting it, and then by the time I watch the anime, I forgot it.
You gaslight yourself.
I gaslight myself. Like, you don't remember that.
Yeah, it's like, no, I don't remember.
The same thing with, like, relationships and, like, ex stories and stuff. It's like, I just don't focus on it, or I don't dwell on it, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's just like, it's all mentality, because I just focus on, like, what's gonna make me happy, what's important, and then I'm just ultimately like, that was cool, I'm happy it happened, I learned what I learned, and then that's it. It's not
deuces.
Gonna be anymore.
And
it's
then
like,
deuces, I move on.
Deuces.
Or,
yeah.
Or else you uh-huh. know, you're not gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you're gonna have a hard time moving on.
Yeah.
I'm just heavy on, like, looking back and hoping that I did, what I wanted to do.
Yeah,
because I don't want to look
what
back.
You got out of it.
Yeah, I don't want to look back and like I don't want to like 5 years later I look back and I'm like, damn, I spent like a year or two just thinking about my ex and just getting upset. It's like,
yeah, boo, tomato.
Yeah, so I try to like think in the future, like what would I regret right now if I keep doing?
Mm-hmm. Because do you have any bad breakups?
I've had some really bad breakups.
How bad? Yeah.
Like I was my last ex. I got him tatted. That's his government name. Oops.
Let me see. Whoa.
He went missing. Not my fault. But he was found. Missing.
Oh, that
was found.
Yeah, he was found.
Where was he found?
I don't know.
In the water, swimming with the fishes.
No. My other relationship was pretty bad. He cheated on me. I wanted. And I always will advocate for an open relationship and polyamorous relationship because it just makes sense. Like, be real. It's more honest this way. That's personally. I don't know about everyone else.
Right.
He wanted monogamy, so we tried it his way.
Yeah.
And he cheated on me, and I was just like, bro.
What?
It's not even that I, like.
Wait, what?
You know what I mean? It's like, what? It's more like he didn't want me to around, but he was like,
wanted
around.
To open clothes.
Yeah, he wanted to open clothes. I was like, you. Anyways, we were living together at his old family's house. He kicked me out the next day or the next 2 days, and I had to like live in a co-op. I lived in a trans co-op actually in South Central for a month or so, and then I just like worked a lot, and then I was just between housing. I was unhoused for a minute.
Jesus
and
Christ.
And then no, that's like an unleashed secret, which is like, oh, just man. Like a not horny secret, so I just never mentioned it in interviews.
Right.
But it's like I saved up for a crib in South Central, and then it got broken into. It was just a shittiest relationship of all time. And damn. It was like they completely trashed all my homes and belongings, so I had to
move. Trashed all your homes?
No, like I don't know who did. It was on New Year's Eve 2019.
Broken into and
yeah. And I take those lessons, you know, because that was a really painful part of my life.
Yeah.
And the
keep in mind, South Central is like the worst part of Los Angeles, right?
I don't know if it's the worst part, but I was near USC. And they like it was weird, like someone like pissed all over my bed, they destroyed my laptop and I don't know what I did to somebody, like whatever. It was very traumatic. I had to move back to my parents, and then afterwards I just kept bouncing around with like boyfriends and stuff.
And
my ex-boyfriend before that did a similar thing where he cheated on me, and then he also kicked me out because my dad kicked me out when I was 19. It was a very traumatic. I've been kicked out by 3 guys in my life: my dad, my ex before, and my last ex. And a humongous lesson that I learned from that is, if you are a girl, you need to be financially independent, because as soon as this guy does not want you anymore, he will throw you on the street. And I'm not saying like he will as an absolute. It's like you need to have your own shit going on.
Yeah.
You need to have your own money. You need to make yourself happy and have your own hobbies and have your own interests and be your own person and not live for a guy. Because I live for those men. I love them. You know, my dad broke my heart. But like, I don't need anyone in my life. Everyone in my life is someone I want in my life on purpose.
Yeah.
And that's real love. You know, like no one in my life, I need them there.
Right.
But I'm glad to have them, and I choose to have them because I love them. Like even, you know, I don't mind paying for dinners and doing stuff, but I'm financially independent. Like my shit is straight.
Yeah.
I do what I don't feel like I have to deal with abuse or like being cheated on or just being mistreated in general to be taken care of. Like back then I felt like my love was dishonest because it was like
it was a dependent kind
of love. Because I was like, and that's what I'm saying with a lot of these incel communities, they hate that girls become independent. They don't want them to they want these women to need them, and they want them vulnerable so they could get away with cheating on them and being to them and just like having poor communication.
Isn't
and whatnot
incels just don't get women?
Incels get women. No. Like I'm sure Andrew Tate gets you know, like I'm sure like the fresh and fit guys get but they don't respect women, you know, and they don't want us to be independent. They don't want us to learn how to do our own things because they want us to need them, because they're scared that they would have to actually show up emotionally. Whereas I like the people in my life may not always have money, but they support me. You know, when I take my extensions off and I take my hair off, I have people that love me, and that's way more powerful, you know. And that's something I go for every girl. Like every girl, you need to be financially independent. And don't have a dependent on a man's resources.
I think do you think that shifts the masculine and feminine dynamic? Or do you think it...
In a healthy way.
I don't believe there's like a... Like, what is a masculine and feminine dynamic? Like, all of these are, at the end of the day, social constructs that don't really exist, you know? Like, at the end of the day, it's just what works for you, the individual. And I feel like... In a meme-y society where we want things that are easily digestible and easily shareable, we want to create generalizations and assumptions of what a man should do and what a woman should do. When in reality, it should be just like it's just your own individualized experience. You know, there's women that make a lot of money and their man may not, and they take care of each other, and it's not necessarily a transactional, dishonest relationship. Right. That's just how it is.
Right.
You know, like I don't see the people in my life as like, what can you do for me? It's like, what can we do for each other? Mm. It's more like I love you and I want us all to be happy and win. Dude, I'm just dropping.
Spitting today, huh?
Dude,
you just spitting.
She got time today. Yeah. She got time today and brain cells today.
Yeah, dude.
Compared to last time.
Dude, last time I thought if I took weed, I thought I would be smarter. Like I thought I would.
Now you already smarter just on base stats.
But I like, dude, I just could not finish my sentence. I was like,
nah.
Yeah.
Next lesson, dates are supposed to be awkward. It's okay.
Like first dates?
Yeah, first
date. Or like every date for the rest of my life?
No, I don't think
they're supposed to be.
Oh, first dates. First dates.
I think...
How about your first date with Casey?
Oh, it was amazing. It was.
That's why it's not meant to... No, I'm kidding.
No. Well, because I think in like... That was like one of the best ones.
Yeah.
Out of how many dates I've been on, right?
I think they're supposed to be
awkward. The majority of them, a lot of them are awkward.
Yeah, it's like, you know, just compatibility testing, and it's just like plucking two people and just putting them and just watching what happens. And it's like not all of it is going to be like,
and
oh, you like this, me too. Oh yeah. Oh, ha,
I
ha,
feel
ha.
Like they're awkward if you don't have any context. Like, what if it's like, I feel like the people that I don't really go on dates. No. Yeah. I mean I do collabs.
but Gabe, what about for you?
I think like just most people see awkward as a negative thing.
Yeah.
And I think like it could also be like a positive thing. Like, you know, we're both like just
like your first date with
with her.
Oh. That wasn't awkward. It was just chill. It was like, you know, that's why we got to know each other, we talked. Mm-hmm. I got to know more about her, like certain surface level. Mm-hmm. It wasn't awkward. I think the last time I had an awkward date was when I got catfished.
That is awkward. That's like so awkward.
But I don't really have awkward dates just because, I don't know, even if it is awkward, I kind of just make it funny. I kind of just make it like apparent that it's like,
I feel like the people like go on dates with are like usually people I already know in a contextual situation, like mutual friends and affiliate networking through just parties and stuff. So I feel like they already know the type of person I am.
Yeah.
Like they're already like, okay.
So I think overall, I'm probably going to disagree with that. Like they're supposed to be awkward, you know? I think like awkward just means like, you know, you probably just shouldn't have gone on a date, or you just didn't know what to do on a date, or wasn't set up.
Yeah, I think this one is more so for the general. I think
it's okay to be awkward.
I think over the course of like the past like 2-3 years, I've just gotten better at like dates and like narrowing down on who would I vibe with before I even go on the date.
Yeah,
but like back in like 2017, 2018, I've gone on a lot of awkward dates.
Like, yeah, I've had a lot of awkward dates, and I'm like this is so weird.
Yeah, in my earlier years, I've gone on a lot of like I want to bounce.
Yeah. What's your worst date?
The one with Kathy was pretty awkward too.
Yeah, but it was on camera.
Still,
she was awkward on camera itself. But yeah.
I remember like, but back in the day, I'd go on a lot of dates on like from Tinder, like dating apps. Those always.
I'm banned on Tinder. I'm permabanned. I've been banned 3 times, and now they know my VPN.
Why?
Oh, well, the first one was because I had my Venmo in my bio. And the second time was because I had my Venmo in my bio again.
So you're trying to profit.
And then the third time was because I said, if you don't eat, you do not swipe right on me. And these guys would swipe right and be like, I don't eat. And I'd be like, you, kill yourself. I didn't mean to. And I got deleted for bullying.
Yeah.
Oopsie. I was fighting the right fight in my humble onion.
He was a martyr for the.
I was like, just read.
Yeah.
Read. Find someone who doesn't need their. The end. I think dates can be awkward, and I think that's okay. I welcome the uncomfortable awkwardness of not knowing if this guy wants to eat me out, I guess.
Yeah, it's like how do I go about getting to eat her out? It's like, hey, do you want to...
But do you say that as awkward? I think maybe a different word would be better. Cause like
they're meant to be new and uncomfortable.
You're meant to be like on your toes, but like filtered a little bit, but like still like questioning your moves. Mm-hmm. And I think that is all right in the beginning, but I think overall you should still just go around and be yourself. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, be respectful. But like, I feel like most people, I think it's good to like, you know, when you're on your first date and you're on a date with the person and you're like, oh, I hope I want to act in the way that she likes me and stuff like that. And then that is just awkward.
I like to first and then do the rest of the date after. Like if we were going out to go out to eat, I'd rather and then eat. Because first of all, I don't want to be gassy. Oops. And then second of all, I feel like I want you to act yourself when we go on a date. If we were, but that's contextually because if we are going on a date, I already know you enough. Like we've talked online enough for me to be like, let's actually spend time on our busy schedules to hang out. Yeah. So let's first. Because that's what we want to do. Like what? And then if the sex was whack, well, oopsie daisy, bye. But if it was lit, then we're gonna go get dinner, get K barbecue, and you're yourself. Like you're not pretending to be some type of guy so we could get you could get p***y. Like we already did. So you're gonna be the most you. Yeah. You know?
Who else do you know thinks like this? Just for my personal research.
I thought a lot for you. Oh.
Yeah, I want to test that theory.
Yeah.
If you go hook me up.
Yeah. I just feel like why would I go get dinner and you're like acting like
no, it's beautiful.
Yeah, like it doesn't make sense.
Because
like,
then when I if we first and I'm like all right.
But a lot of people you use dinner as like a like to get drinks to loosen up.
You could do that
like,
at the crib.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you go to a girl spot, right? Normally when you go on a date, you meet her at the dinner spot. You're like making sure you look nice. You're like. Yeah. Most guys like upplay themselves and act a little better, and then you're most
like
guys put up a front. Yeah, act a little.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, try to hit certain marks to make the girl feel like, you know, they're liking them, and then they try to play the game to like ultimately they're like, damn, how do I make the move? How do I plant the seed? How do I pull her back to my place?
Yeah.
And how do I? But if you in the beginning, then you know, I guess from your point of view, you're like, okay, I already gave this guy like we already I got
like
my.
Now, he
got
like, his. Yeah, like we can
now
be
let's
normal.
See yeah now let's see how he's really gonna treat me and then you know let's
but
say
also like
dinner.
I mean I've talked to them before, it's not just like a random
no.
Like it's like if it's like if it was a guy I met at like Violet's party, I would want to first, you know, like and then we could get to know each other after, so that way you're not f***ing weird, like just makes more sense.
Get it out the way. Yeah, they're more. They're like after I.
Like an
I
awkward come, dinner sucks. Like
after I come, I'm definitely a lot more relaxed.
No, but I think after like you go into a date. Let's say you go into a date, and you're able to just not want to. Like you're just able to get that out of your head. You gotta be more of yourself. You know, you're gonna be like cool, whatever.
You get you get the post nut clarity.
Yeah, you're like okay, that guy is a little weird. Let's have this be our last dinner ever. You know.
Yeah. Or you just get an appetizer and dip.
Yeah, deuces. But sometimes I'll be like, hey, I'm gonna get a dinner myself. That shit was
bad. Yeah, let's just you don't even have to get dinner.
Yeah, we could order food in. You know? I've had like really awesome dates where I f***ed first and then we just like binge watch like f***ing Glee for like 2 hours or 30 hours or whatever.
Now, do you propose that or does the guy?
I like to be really clear and direct because I'm busy. Like, I am not. Like, I wanna have. If we are going on a date, first of all, I'm not trying to be in a relationship with you. I'm trying to get to know you.
Yeah.
And also, I'm trying to fuck you. That's why it's a date and not a hangout. If it was a hangout, we would hang out. If it was a date, you're eating me out. You must. You know?
You must.
You must. You eat me out, and then I, like, figure out if I want to.
What if a guy doesn't? Like
if a guy doesn't...
Okay, I have another question. Like, do guys usually take initiative to eat you out, or you have to ask?
Yeah, they do.
They take initiative.
Yeah, but I also do... So I feel like guys are like, oh, I'm ready to impress her, like put all my moves and just be cool. But the best thing about a guy is giving me enthusiastic consent. Cause I like, I'm really scared of seeming like a female creep. Like female creeps exist, dude.
Okay.
Like, you know, like those girls who are like just hella, like they're hella horny and they're like, just like really on you, but you're like not really feeling them. That's like my worst fear. Like I want to make sure, cause I do like, I want the guy to show me that he at least is comfortable and confident enough to be like, let's have sex.
Yeah.
Rather than like making a weird dance about it. Like, let's just have sex. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah. Probably more girls were like that.
Have you ever asked a guy to eat you out, but he's like, nah, I don't really know you?
I feel like in college I did, because that, like, I just didn't. They just lied on Tinder once again about that.
that was your Tinder vibe back then,
I feel like, respectfully, I feel like ever since I've become, like, a grown woman and, like, have just chosen better partners, like, the guys in my life want to please me because I want to please them, and we want to f*** and we're, like, sexually attracted to each other. Yeah. And we're comfortable being sexually attracted to each other. Like, I feel like this whole, like, simp movement in a derogatory way where men police, like, being affectionate towards another woman makes men, like, not want to show that they want a woman. And that's so lame. Like, if I on a date, I want you, and I want you to want me, and I want us to be vocal about that.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think there's anything off limits, like, sexually on a first date? Something that you wouldn't do?
Like fisting.
Okay.
Yes, fisting, definitely not first date. Anything I wouldn't do on a first date? That's like off limits for me to ask, or for her to ask?
For you guys to do, yeah, or for you, yeah, for you to ask.
I think I wouldn't ask her to eat my ass on the first date.
I wouldn't.
Respectfully. My kids, I don't want to just be going out throwing my ass out on the first date.
That's crazy.
All right, I'll throw some around, but that's some ass.
You're right next to each other.
Because then, like, it's like, I got to trust somebody to let them eat my ass. They're going to see my asshole.
Yeah,
I can't have him go around and be like, "Yo, Gabe, asshole, look like this." This
they
is
see
mad.
They see it wink and stuff, you know.
Yeah, they go feel my twerk wins.
but it's an asshole, you know.
Okay, Gabe's the only person I can see my asshole on a daily is my toilet. Okay.
Okay. So no eating ass.
No eating ass.
That's like a third date thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
what would you like? What would you want to ask?
What would I want to ask?
What would you want to ask, but you feel like...
I want to get straight into, like, the kinky shit. Like, just, like, the...
I wouldn't go to Boiling Crab.
No. What? No, I want to go straight into, like, the, like, all around the apartment. Like, up. Maybe blindfold.
That's
like
a first date?
That's a first date.
Ideally, that would be fire.
You can't blindfold me on the first date. In my house? Huh? You can't blindfold me on the first date? What the fuck?
Meanwhile, yo.
You're gonna rob me.
This poor girl's like, oh, I'm scared. In the back of Gabe's head, oh yeah, I'm about to kidnap this.
Wait, are you asking what I would want in a perfect world?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would want.
He was like,
I wouldn't propose that.
Right, but in the back of your head, you're thinking that. Meanwhile,
no,
girl's
I'm not thinking
like,
that. No, I'm not thinking that. No, 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 I'm not. I'm saying, like, if
a perfect universe,
yeah,
they would let you.
If
like,
she's,
yeah,
if she would let me, perfect universe, this girl has just been spawned on this earth to have this fire first date with me.
Yeah.
We would have that. Well, but on a regular basis, when I go into a date, I don't even think about like sex or anything.
I think maybe you should pitch it.
What?
On a first date.
Or like the first date that leads to sex, right? And then normally you just wouldn't pitch all these things.
Yeah.
But what if you just pitch it? Like, well, like maybe one of these days you have a girl over and you're just like, hey, you mind if we just clap in the living room?
Yeah.
With some rope?
That's a normal ask.
Yo, Jimmy. You got a rope?
Yo, swing the rope, bro. Yo, you got the handcuffs too? I think I just got to be more proactive when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm always...
Do you not share your kinks first date?
I do.
I share them.
Like, I need your friends watching. Yeah, I need them there, or I can't come.
Or I can't come. Your friends bail. FaceTime.
Yeah.
Do I share? Yeah, I do talk about like kinks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just, for me, it's like I just haven't been the one to like instigate it, to do this stuff. Like normally it'd be like just regular sex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like, you know, just however like it gets better and better, but yeah. I would have to remember to like purchase something or to like buy something.
You're thinking so a new handcuff for a new girl?
No, same one.
Same one.
No, I'm kidding.
The communal handcuff.
But it's like at least the girls I've been with, they haven't been one to like pitch things. And sometimes I just forget to like, yo, maybe we should do this, maybe we should do that. Only if I'm dating somebody, it's like, that's my girl, like I'm always like taking sex to the next level.
Yeah.
But if it's like, you know, just like a friends with benefits or something, it's always just like, all right, what's up? Let's meet up. Boom.
Right.
Clap. But then I would like randomly like throughout conversation with them or like talking to you, talking to whatever, I'm like, huh, I should. Yeah. Now it's in my memory because before it's just in the back. And now I'm like,
you're like,
I go on Amazon
time.
Right away. One time I used your and you didn't even know.
You really used
what Jimmy's flashlight?
What did you use?
Your girl.
What did you use?
I used the handcuffs in your room.
Like
Jimmy got some
right
handcuffs?
Now?
No. At the old apartment.
Oh man.
Because my didn't come in on time, and then I was like,
Masha was just laying on the.
She was just laying in the room, halfway under the bed. And I said, whoop.
Are you handcuffing the girls or are they handcuffing you?
You had like Mommy. The black ones, but like the, you had like the black feather black ones.
Oh, those ones. Yeah. Okay.
And
you
had,
the neck one. Oh, I had the neck one. Yeah.
And I saw like the rope and I was like, too much work.
Jimmy's a kinky boy. Tangled.
Okay, what would you not do?
What I not do?
Yeah. If she asked for it, like, hey, just eat. You eat my right now.
I'd eat her.
Yeah.
Actually, wait.
On request, like first date, like you haven't eaten yet. She's just like, eat my out right now.
It depends how much of a vibe she is. Cause I usually save like eating for girls that like I really really like,
uh-huh.
Or like even like girlfriends. Cause Jimmy's uh-huh. like, hating me already.
Is she sucking your?
No, even before that. Actually, yeah, she's sucking.
Ooh, tomato.
No. She hasn't sucked you yet, but she's like, yo, eat my.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's a vibe, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because most of the time, girls don't ask. And it's not like I'm waiting for them to ask.
Yeah.
But it's like, sometimes I would do it, but I would only do it if it's like going well and it's a vibe. And she's giving me fire head.
She deserves it.
If she deserves it, yeah. I'm not just going around. just bring it to the bed, eat her first.
Yeah.
And then
she's on her period.
She's on her period.
What? That's like, why? I guess you could do that.
Would you have period sex on the first date?
Period sex
on the first date.
I'm not eating her out.
That's crazy.
You want me to eat a girl out on her period? Kazumi.
I mean, well, I honestly just wouldn't go on a date on my period because I'm trying to smash like to the fullest degree. Like I don't want a changed vibe. Like I want us to smash.
Yeah, no, I'm not eating her out when she's on her period.
I'll
on
wait
the first
till you're
date.
Ready.
I would just simply fold.
Look like the first episode of Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, what you want me to do? I come out.
He's
what
ready.
The f-? Hell no. I'm folding her legs back and I'm pulling the pants back on. Like.
Then we're just going to boiling crab.
We're just going to eat again or something.
Yeah.
She going to suck my.
Nah.
Oh, man.
Are you?
Huh?
Are you?
I might still.
Jimmy don't look.
Oh,
like much
oh
to
but you said eating. I would still like.
Oh, yo, you was still. So, oh, okay.
I think before I wouldn't, because before I've never had period sex.
Uh huh.
And then even with like girlfriends and stuff, because my previous girlfriends didn't want to have it.
Here's
so I just thought it was like, all right, I guess it's just not a vibe or whatever, or girls don't want to. And then I had period sex accidentally.
And you're like, oopsie.
I was like, oh. Pulled it out, and I was like, oh.
Not that bad.
Not bad.
I didn't notice, but it just caught me off guard.
Okay, in my head there's different something. Flows, all right? I know
day
girls...
one flow, I can't.
Yeah. Day one, see, do you know about the flows?
Yeah.
Okay. There's like day four, day three, like you good. You good to go. But day one, right before, sometimes like day zero?
No. I don't think I haven't seen those days.
Day one, day zero? Ooh,
I think I've only seen like day four.
It's like you pull out and it splatters.
Day one, I can't. Day two and three, I can't.
Yeah. I think I would be traumatized.
And like, girls would be... Well, girls would feel insecure about showing that side of them.
It's also just stinky, and I don't like when they pull out and smells weird. Although here, one of the things I learned in my 25 years of life was that cold water stops blood flow. So, you know, like, when I swim in the pool and, like, I'm on my period stops. So, actually, Violet taught me this. If you put a douche in the fridge... And it gets cold, and then you douche yourself with cold water. The period stops for like 15 minutes, and then you guys can have normal sex.
A douche? What's a douche?
Like what? What? Like a douche? Like it just kind of like it's like one of those things that cleans out like the.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like if you just flush it out with like cold water,
it's like
it will
those
stop
like long ice cubes.
Yeah. Just, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know.
It's like freezing.
Some trickery up front.
Like casting a spell on it for a second.
I'm just like, you stop.
Period be gone.
Stop.
Interesting. Huh. Another. Okay, let's go back to.
This is going
to
be like a two-part podcast.
Huh?
It's going to be a two-part. It's 233. It's 233. We're on like number 11.
No, we've like dropped bars. You could make like weird sentences.
Yeah,
a lot.
Exactly.
Right, 15.
Low key, we gotta wrap this up in like five.
All right.
Oopsie daisy.
Well, the rest is on Fan House.
Five.
I'm kidding.
Let's see. Any bar? You haven't dropped any bars, Gabe. I feel like
not one. I feel like you dropped some bars.
You dropped a couple.
What bar? About life? About what I've learned over the years?
Sex on the first date could be really bad, and that's fine.
That's fine.
That is completely fine. I've had horrible first date sex.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but then it became a lot better. So if you have really bad sex the first time, like, don't beat yourself up for it. Don't beat her up for it. It's just like you guys are getting used to each other's bodies, and you guys are going to make adjustments, and it's going to get better.
Or worse.
Don't date a girl unless she's had a face.
Unless she's had a phase.
What?
My phase never ends, bro. My phase is like eternal.
Okay, what are your differences?
I will say, look.
No, I'm not saying that.
One guy for an hour, I am just as ran through as a girl 17 guys in 1 hour. Biologically, my is the
same. You're correct.
I'm just as ran through, bro. Like, it's not like 17, my is like, whoa. It's just like, they're all like, just I'm going to for an hour.
So if you're
it's,
a man,
it's like one of those, it's like one of those equations where you know you switch the X's on the size where it's like they still equal to each other. It's like solving for X, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, it's the same amount of ran through, except I'm way more experienced. I got 17 levels of like.
Second. Yeah, it's like a bowling, like 1 pound of metal versus 1 pound of feathers.
Those are the same amount.
They weigh the same.
But with
so
dicks.
So you're saying that if we were dating and I cheat on you, and I'm like, I cheat on you with 100 girls in an hour.
And
you would
me,
feel the same if I just cheated on you.
I'm saying like your is just as ran through as like if you just one girl. Also, you still cheated at the end of the day. Yeah. The number doesn't matter. I'd still be like, damn.
Yeah,
you have to move.
But I just cheated once then, right?
Yeah, you just cheated.
I just had one cheat session.
That's what I say, yeah.
Okay.
One cheat session.
What do you think is gayer? What do you think is more gay? Sucking one or 10 at once?
Sucking one or what?
Sucking one. I put you in a room, you suck a gay.
Yeah.
I put you in a room, you suck 10 gay.
That's
but which
equally
is more
gay?
Gay. Which is more gay? Is
what,
one gayer than the other?
Gay
or
is if you were
gay?
In love with them. If you were in love with them, then that's gay.
I would suck what?
Which is more gay? Which would you prefer to do?
Dude, what? Obviously one.
Yeah, the one.
Sucking one is gayer than sucking 10.
It's like way more labor. Have you ever sucked before? Like, that's like working
yeah, that's
a job.
That's the dumbest question you ever asked.
Okay, no, because this is a big thing in my frat. This is a big thing in my frat where everybody was like,
would
nah, sucking 10 is gay is even more gay.
Would you?
Well, it is obviously more gay. What the f? You're sucking more
d-? No, it's not.
It's just as gay. Would you suck
sucking one is gayer than sucking 10 d-?
Why?
Because you're in a room. Sucking one d- is intimate. You're by yourself. It's you
what?
And the d-. It's gay.
Would you rather, like... Which would you... Would you suck Would you not suck a d- if your mom dies?
Huh?
Like
I would suck it to save my mom's life.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Would you suck 10?
I would do anything to keep my mom alive.
100.
Sure. I don't know if I'm gonna be alive after that.
Wait, I have a cute quote. I have a cute quote.
Oh, I have a good. I highlighted it. But yeah, go ahead.
Let me find it. It's just like you're. I feel like when people measure happiness, this is such a deep ass quote for no reason. It's like people will always tell you like what pain do you want to sustain? Because
what pain do you want to
because
stars.
Like people want to be an influencer, you know, but they don't want to do the long hours. They don't want the unsureness. They don't want to be not paid. They don't want the like lack of knowledge of like what to do next. Yep. But everyone wants to do it, right? Yep. It's like, you know, like people want to like have a six pack, but they don't want to not work out and like do. They don't want to sacrifice things to get to what they want.
Yeah.
It's not about what is going to make you happy, what would make you feel fulfilled. It's what pain are you willing to sustain to get there, and that's how you should measure your life. Because everyone wants to be like that guy and that successful dude and like have like the coolest car, but are you willing to do the things you need to do to get there? And if you're not, your life is measured by the pain you want to sustain, regardless.
Yeah. That's a big bar.
Also, not even pain, also just boredom that you're willing to sustain too, because it's like a lot of times what comes with hard work, it's there's going to be a lot of repetition, a lot of doing the same thing over and over and over again. And that's, I guess you could say, boredom, because it's like, you know, like instead of going out on a Friday, Saturday night, you're inside, like just behind a computer grinding on your and it's like, bro, like obviously that's, you know, you
it's boring.
Boring, but like how many of those nights are you willing to sustain before it eventually compounds to something?
Yeah, whenever people are like, oh my god, you make this much money in such a, and like for example, like what I make in a day, I'm always like, okay, but the amount I make in a day is made up of all the knowledge and years and nights that I spent working towards being able to do that. You know, like it wasn't like I just woke up and was able to do it. You know, there's obviously privileges I had that made things easier for me in a way, but at the same time, like those were compounding successful small things that became like one big thing.
Just reaping the benefits.
And I would say like people should even be very, very conscious of their times on the weekends, like because those are technically like your free time, right? It's like during the day, like Monday through Friday, that's when you go to work, go to school, whatever, but on the weekends, that is like your pivotal like alone time. And it's like you spend that going out. That's like what, Friday night you go out at like 8 p.m., 7 p.m. From 7 p.m. all the way to like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. That's what, 7 hours. And then 7 hours you do that on Friday night and Saturday night. That's like 14 hours. Plus, like the recovery time on the next day.
Yeah.
You know, you wake up later and, you know, you slug around, just have a lazy Sunday. You don't for the Sunday. That's like damn near 20 hours that you could be working on.
You could have been productive. Yeah, what isn't measured isn't managed. And if you aren't measuring the way you spend your time, you're not managing it right.
Yeah.
Scheduling.
Scheduling.
That's actually like one of the big questions I ask on the first date. It's like, how do you spend your weekends?
Yeah.
Because I think just, yeah, see? That would be a good date.
Work.
Just learning what people do on their off time, it just really tells them about you. Because it just tells you what pain like they sacrifice, what sacrifices they're doing, what they're doing when they're at like their lowest point of like energy, of like laziness, and like how much discipline they have. Like if I go on a date with a girl and she's like, yeah, I just work all the whole week, and then Saturday, Sunday I just watch Netflix and go to the club and
like
have brunch with the girls, I'm just like, word, you're not gonna go up with me, you know? But if like the girls still,
you know what I'm saying, you can still come back with me though for tonight.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You can still come back
as long as you're not on your period.
No, I can just pull up on the weekends because she's free.
Home. Yeah,
yeah. Then I'm like, oh, you watch Netflix on the weekends? Word. I need some time to watch Netflix.
So yeah, the last lesson before
I have one lesson. Cool lesson.
Okay, you have one cool. Okay, you'll end it off. I'm gonna say what I highlighted here. If you don't define success, success will define you. So if you don't grab some markers and paint a picture of what it looks like, if you don't light its candle and see how it smells, if you don't look it in the eye and call it by its name, then you're going to chase a figment of someone else's imagination.
Make it yours.
Bars.
Make it yours.
Make it yours.
And picture it in your head. Picture what success looks in your head.
Yeah, a lot of people don't do that because I feel like
it's just a concept.
Yeah. People just chase something, but they don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
It's like somebody that's like starting a business, and they just don't know how to exactly explain it, and like they haven't just dreamed of like what it is. They're just something like this, something like
quantify
that.
It. You know, it's like what does success? Maybe it's a really nice car. Maybe it's a numbers on a bank account. Maybe it's the people that are the circle that's around you.
Yeah, like actually visualize what success looks like
to
you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was so important to
it's okay. Let me skim through that quick.
You're good. Zoe?
Yeah, you can't elevate. like a big thing that's like really helped me in my 25 years of living and up is thinking is asking and answering yourself questions. You know what I mean?
Wait, one more time.
Thinking is asking and answering questions.
Thinking is asking.
And if you don't like your results, you have to ask yourself better questions. Like, you know, like every thought process you have is a question. It's like, am I cold? Yes. Put a jacket on. Am I hungry? Yes. Go get some food. And sometimes people will ask the wrong questions and they'll get the wrong answers, which is why they don't progress. Like, And it's also like the way you ask yourself a question, which makes you think better. It's like, instead of saying like, hey, how can I lose weight? You could ask yourself, hey, how can I lose weight and have fun? Now you have better answers. Your the quality of your life is dictated. The quality of your
questions.
Yes.
That's some Tony Robbins right there. That really is.
Refresh yourself before you wreck yourself.
Word. On that note, cool.
Super cool. On that note, thank you.
Marriage in your 20s can feel like playing house.
Feel like what?
Playing house.
Playing house? Oh.
Like Barbie dolls, like whatever. See? Yeah.
We go to this. Some of these lessons are like quite strange. Yeah. And like ubiquitous. Like,
I picked the good ones.
Yeah.
But, well, there you have it, folks. We have 27 lessons for 27 years of life. And
even though Jimmy's 43. we just don't want to talk for that long. Yeah. Jimmy got his lessons per every other year, so
they're leap years.
Oh shit. Well, man,
damn. Everybody say happy birthday, Jimmy, in the comments.
Happy birthday. Yeah. And thank y'all for dropping gems. Yeah.
It was like 80% my fortune cookies.
That really was.
She carried all the gems.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Kazumi just soloed. I'm still set on sucking one dick as Garrett a second time.
Okay.
It's less personal, I suppose.
Yes, it's more personal. It's like, wow, you're in a room alone with another guy and you're sucking his dick. Versus you're in a room with 9 other guys and you're just sucking. It's like a group activity.
So it's less intimate. So it's like the gayness is kind of divided.
Yeah, like I would be more hurt if my girl cheated on me with one guy than her going to a sex party and being in an orgy.
And getting f***ed by 10 guys? Actually, no, I would actually get more hurt.
Maybe not 10 guys.
Maybe like 1 million.
Maybe like 8. The other two, yeah, the other two, that's too many guys to be upset
at.
I
was like, bro, you was trying to make a round number. That was whack.
Yeah.
It was on purpose.
I think, yeah, okay.
What? I will challenge this dairy to the death of me.
Okay, if your girl cheated on you, right?
Yeah.
What would you prefer her
to do?
To do with a guy? Like, I know, you, like it all sucks, but what, like,
yeah.
What, but what would suck?
I would not want her
saying I love you.
Nah. the least hurt I could ever be if my girl cheated on me is if they just have like
vanilla sex,
like car sex.
That's so disrespectful, though.
That's like,
like, I just think about them like moaning and fogging up the cars and just like.
No, but all the windows are down. They're on the side of a highway. It's noisy. It's just a whack sex environment.
That's like a spur of the moment. Like, that means they're so horny they didn't even need a room. That would really hurt me.
Why? But the fact that they went to a room and they planned a room, they got the room, they came home, took the clothes off, thing, whatever. Mm. Yeah, but just whack sex. Mm. And then it had to be to the point where she didn't. If she came, I'm crying.
if she nut, it's over, bro.
If something's come out of her, tears are coming out of my eyes.
Something's coming out.
If she's squirted, if she's wet.
Okay, what if he c***s, like, Yeah.
No, he's not coming.
Bro, he's gonna come.
Best idea is if he doesn't. Okay. I would take her back if she doesn't. I would take her back if he doesn't. Like, if my girl's like, babe, I cheated on you, I'm like, did he? She's like, nah. Oh, come here, babe.
That means her is whack.
Like, I gotta have a lot over the dude. In order for me to, like, the more he has over, because if I just have the image of, like, him doing something better than me in bed,
yeah,
I'd probably cry.
Right.
What if his d- was like,
oh, I'm doing the same thing. I'm clipping myself.
What if I
wouldn't even ask for a size.
Oh, because I would only want her to tell. I mean, babe, like, don't worry about it.
No, I'm not even gonna ask for the size. I just would only want her to tell me if it's smaller. I wouldn't want her to say, like, it's the same size or bigger.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was thicker. It had more girth.
I'm killing myself. Next time I go in, I'm like, damn, he widened up more than I did.
What if he came on her face?
You're gonna kill this guy in these hypothetical theories.
He came on her face.
What's worse?
I guess that's his face.
What's worse?
That's his face.
What's worse? On her face, or inside her.
No, cream pie is crazy. Like, what?
I think inside, I just can't be intimate with her sexually. I think if he her face, I just can't, like, be romanticized. I mean, like, just
kiss her again?
Yeah, just, like, be friends.
You think
you're a
friend zoner? I'm a friend zoner. I'd be like, damn, this face once had another man's kids.
What do you think is worse? Like face
until my tears run out?
I already felt that. Hold on. Give me a second before you say the next one. Alright, next
or,
one.
Or fish hugging her.
What's fish hugging?
That's one of the
And then you just
damn, that is a good question.
I feel like
And then you have to see the sex tape.
What?
Like what's more painful?
No, the fish hook is disrespectful.
Yeah.
Cause she just like
or the face.
I feel like the fish hook, like whenever I do it, my face is so stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Like you got her looking like that. At least the Facebook, like, you know, her head is down. She's just
No. It's like
he got the,
like,
GoPro in between his balls.
No. She's on her knees, and then
like, she's like down. Face fucking, and she's getting the spit, and then she's like all over her face.
Yeah, and she's looking up.
You know, I prefer both to happen the same night.
I prefer to just.
I would prefer both. The question.
You turned me into a cuck mid conversation.
He's like,
good job.
He was like, we had such
I'm
advice.
Horny now. Horny. I channel it into horny.
He has a boner now.
I am recreating that same video and I'm doing it better. Yep.
With his mom.
He just set the new standards. I'm thanking that man. I'm like, wow. You made me want a fish hooker. How about you, Sir Jimmy?
I prefer she get. I prefer she gets. That's pretty bad.
What, fish hook?
The mouth is just that,
yeah. I say fish hooked.
Yeah, I say fish hooked.
Fish hooked, just because like I would prefer, because it's just sex, right? And then the fish hook is just
a disrespectful
act. Yeah, it's just a disrespectful act. But if it's like, then it's like a disrespectful act and her face with the.
Okay.
Kind of hot.
No, both are hot, but
yeah. Both are hot if you were the other guy.
Yeah.
All right, what would you rather have? Him in her mouth and her swallowing
Jimmy
all of it?
Jimmy is like so horny right now. It's crazy. Or, he's so damn bad.
Yeah.
he's her and he's putting his
foot on her head.
Her
face.
Like
the worst.
What was the first one again?
Like her swallowing his.
The foot on the head is crazy.
It's kind of the same thing as the fish hooking, and it's literally the same, bro. It's the same. It's the same. It's the same. And my answer, is it the same?
No, it's not the same.
Either way, you're blocked, bro.
No. I would rather her have like a pair of Timberlands on her forehead while she gets. I would rather that than her swallowing. Honestly, yeah, that's what she deserves. I don't deserve to have to kiss that mouth. That has consumed at great speeds. I would rather not want that.
I've never swallowed.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's the ultimate, like I don't know, like just intimate, like of a man, like a girl and a guy.
What, swallowing?
Yeah, swallowing his kids.
I don't know. I just think it's so gross. Like I don't even do it.
Or like so gross or so disgusting or just so like.
I think
what she's willing to do for this guy.
No, that's yeah, and to take it like a champ. I think the face and the swallowing.
Yeah.
With the fish hook and the head on it.
Oh yeah, like if he was running a train on her. and homie in the back was fish hooking one and had his foot on top of her head, and then homie in the front was face and inside.
And then
whipped it out midway, and then the rest the other 50% of the nut just went on the face. I'm dead.
I'm horny. Bro.
I'm horny.
It's pretty obvious.
I should call her and pitch this to her.
Be like, can we act this out?
Yeah. So I have this plan, right? Actually, I'm gonna just send you the podcast, babe.
Just watch it.
Oh no, I'm hard.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Pee-pee check.
You gotta check. Take care of your boy, bro.
Oh man. Demi just giving me pitches, right? Yeah, we're supposed to end this podcast. We just went to it.
Well, thank you guys for watching this week's podcast. I feel like we got to end it off with a... I don't even know. This might be on Fan House. This conversation way too raunchy.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for watching. Please check out this with me on all platforms, our YouTube channels down below. And so is Gabe's. So, yeah. Tools is peace.
Peace.